The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike, first again with Tobacco Man.
First again with Tobacco Man, Lucky Strike. More independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
There you have the findings of a recent impartial survey, which reveals the personal smoking preference of the men who really know tobacco. The auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen.
Yes, the survey shows...
Lucky Strike, first again with Tobacco Man.
First again with Tobacco Man. First again with the men who can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. And when these experts smoke Lucky Strike for their own personal smoking enjoyment, then you know.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke the smoke tobacco expert smoke. Lucky Strike.
First again with Tobacco Man.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present to you a man whose charm and personality have gained him millions of admirers. A man who's not only loved for his... Wait a minute, I must have the wrong script. This is introducing Robert Taylor.
That's right, Don. Jack has gone away on a week's vacation, and Robert Taylor is taking his place. He should be here any minute.
Robert Taylor? Oh, that's wonderful. But, Mary, I still can't get over Jack's just packing up and going away on a trip.
Well, it's more than just a trip, Don. Jack is spending a glorious week in New York.
What made him decide to go so suddenly?
He won it on the bride and groom program.
Bride and groom program. You mean that our own little Jackie boy ran off and got married?
Well, not exactly, Don, but Jack figured here was a way to get a trip for nothing, so he got someone to go through the ceremony with him.
But what girl would go along with a gag like that? Mary, what are you laughing at?
He couldn't get a girl, so he hired a man with a tuxedo, and Jack wore his Charlie's Aunt costume. With a veil yet.
Well, Mary, if it was all a gag, why didn't he come to you with the idea?
He did. That's why he wore the veil. I punched him in the nose. Anyway, Don, till Bob gets here, I think that we...
Hiya, are... Dante. Hello, Livy, you little May Company magnolia.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, Livy, where's Jackson?
Jack won't be on the program today.
Oh, he won't? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. He just decided to take a vacation. He needed a rest.
Well, it's his own fault.
What?
If Jackson had hired a truck instead of carrying his money to the bank, he wouldn't be so worn out.
Now, Phil, Jack doesn't have that much money.
He don't, huh? When Jackson goes to the bank to make a deposit, he's carrying so many bags, the teller puts on a red cap and meets him at the door.
Phil.
And then the vice president grabs the microphone and yells, "Leaving on track 5, another load for Fort Knox."
Okay, Phil. You don't have to start being such a big comedian just because Jack is off this week. He got Robert Taylor to fill in for him.
He got who?
Robert Taylor.
Oh, you mean Spangler Arlington Brew? Spangler Arlington Brew.
Well?
Wait a minute. Let's just mull over that. Don't get in a hurry, Liv. We can cut that up into some pretty parts, you know.
Well, Phil, that's his real name, but on the screen he's known as Robert Taylor.
How do you like that?
What's the matter, Phil?
Well, why does Jackson want to get somebody else when he's got me? Why, baby, I'm radio's answer to the governor of Alabama. Me, little Filthy. Yes, that's pretty thing. The kid with a soothing personality.
Phil, your personality is about as soothing as an eye wash with Tabasco sauce. So whether you like it or not, Robert Taylor's going to be on the show.
Okay, okay, but if you don't show up pretty soon, I'm taking over.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, Mary, maybe we ought to check and see if Bob has started for the studio yet, huh?
Oh, that's a good idea, Don. I think I will.
Oh, gracious. What is it, Mabel?
The line on your switchboard is flashing.
I know.
Then why don't you answer it?
If I do, it'll stop flashing, and it's the only thing that ever winks at me.
Well, then I'll answer it. Hello?
Operator, this is Miss Livingston. Will you get me Robert Taylor's house? And please hurry, because Mr. Taylor's going to take Mr. Spenny's place on the show today.
One moment, please.
What is it?
It's nothing. It seems that Mr. Benny can't be on the show, so Robert Taylor's taken his... Robert Taylor! Mabel!
Mabel, snap your eyes back in.
I can't. One of them is plugged into the switchboard.
Here, I'll help you.
Thanks. Gee, imagine Robert Taylor coming on Jack Benny's program in person.
What a personality. What a smile.
Oh, he's so tall and handsome and cute.
Yeah. He's sort of a Phil Harris with brains.
Why, going to gear shift. How can you make such an expostulation? Phil Harris isn't even cute.
Mabel Flapsaddle. Listen, let's give credit where credit is due. I say Phil Harris is cute.
Cute. Take away Alice Faye and what have you got? 180 pounds of ham hocks and turnip greens. Why Jack Benny isn't on the show. Do you suppose he's sick?
Oh, he can't be. I saw him at the bank yesterday talking to a red cap.
Imagine Robert Taylor being on Jack Benny's program.
Yeah. Why, if Robert Taylor walked down the corridor right now, I'd get to him if I had to jump through that plate glass window.
Well, you can jump at him if you want to. I'll wait here and catch you when he throws you back.
Mabel, if you're trying to be funny, you
operator,
can...
operator.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Robert Taylor doesn't answer.
Well, thank you. Don. Don, Bob must be on his way over. I just called his house and he doesn't answer. In the meantime, Phil, maybe we ought to... Oh, that must be Bob now. Come in.
Okay, where is he? Where is he?
Well, wait a minute, mister. I don't know who you're looking for, but you must have the wrong place.
No, I ain't. I'm looking for a guy named Benny.
Look, Bob, we're doing a show here. Now, what do you want with Benny?
I married him yesterday on Bride and Groom.
What?
Oh, you're the fella Jack hired to...
Yeah, I want my dough.
Dough?
While the organ was playing Oh Promise Me, he promised me $10.
$10?
It was worth 20 holding that wrinkled old hand.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Benny's out of town. He left right after the ceremony.
Well, how do you like that? He goes on a honeymoon and leaves me here with my wife and kids.
Oh, now, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, fellow. When Mr. Benny comes back, I'm sure he'll give you the $10.
And 50 cents. He made me pay for the rice.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
That was Phil Harris and his You Can Turn the Radio On Again, Jack, They're Through Orchestra. Say, Barry, when's Robert Taylor going to get here?
As soon as the sound effect man knocks on the door. Thanks. Come in.
Hello, everybody. I hope I'm not late.
Hey, kids, look who's here. Robert Taylor.
Hello, Mary.
Ah, Shangri-La with a widow's peak. Gee, Bob, I'm certainly glad to see you.
Well, I'm lucky to be here. As I came down the hall, something jumped at me through a plate glass window.
A plate glass window? Oh, my goodness, Bob, let me wipe that blood off your cheek.
That isn't blood, that's lipstick. It kissed me.
Oh, well, anyway, Bob, it's certainly nice of you to come over and fill in for Jack.
Glad to do it, Mary.
I think you know everyone. This is Don Wilson.
Oh, sure, sure. How are you, Don?
That's the control booth. Don's over here.
Hiya, Bob. Nice to see you.
And, Bob, I'm sure you know Phil Harris.
Yes. As a matter of fact, a couple of months ago, I took his place with Alice.
Wait a minute, Rollo. Hey, nobody takes my place with Alice.
Well, Phil, I didn't really mean that. I just meant that when you were in Denver, I took your place on the Fitch bandwagon.
I know, but you wouldn't have been there if Alice hadn't have tricked me.
Tricked you?
Yeah, she told me she was hiring Spangler Arlington Brew. With a name like that, I thought it must be a ballet dancer.
Well, that's funny. I've seen you lead an orchestra, and I thought you were Gilda Gray.
Fellas, don't argue. Jack won't like us.
Oh, hello, Don. Hiya, Phil. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Dennis.
Gee, Mr. Benny, those must be wonderful vitamin pills you're taking.
Dennis, that isn't Mr. Benny. It's Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor?
Yes, I'm a ballet dancer.
Dennis, this is Robert Taylor, the movie star.
Gosh, Mr. Taylor, my mother's crazy about you. She even keeps your picture under the icebox.
Under the icebox?
She doesn't want my father to know she's got your picture.
Oh.
The other day, my father came into the kitchen, and oh boy, did my mother think fast.
She did, huh?
Yeah, when my father said, "What are you doing with your head under the icebox?" she said, "I'm looking at the drip."
Dennis! That.
Let him alone. Let him alone.
Spangler Arlington Brew.
Hey, tell me something, Spang. I don't blame you for changing your name, but how'd you happen to pick Robert Taylor?
Well, it was by accident. When the studio told me that I needed a stage name, I thought of a lot of them. Didn't know which one to take, so I picked one out of a hat.
Gee, that's a coincidence. When I was born, my mother picked my middle name out of a hat.
Really, Dennis? What is your middle name?
Sweatband.
Dennis, go sit down.
Oh, Bob.
Yes, Don.
Oh, Bob, at this point in the program, Jack usually has us do a commercial.
Okay, Don, go ahead and read it.
Oh, no, I just don't read it. You see, we do a musical commercial with Jack's quartet, The Sportsman.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Ah, they have a wonderful selection prepared for today. You Were Meant for Me.
You Were Meant for Me. Say, Don.
Yes, Bob?
Do you think they'd mind if I accompanied them? I do play a musical instrument, you know.
Well, Bob, I didn't know that. What instrument do you play?
The cello.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, bang. Not a cello.
Phil, you don't play any instrument. Bob, if you want to accompany the quartet, go ahead and do it.
Okay, just wait a minute while I get my cello.
Okay, Bob, while you get set, I'll announce the number. Ladies and gentlemen, you were meant for me by the Sportsman's Quartet and starring Robert Taylor on the cello.
You were meant for me. Oh, well, lucky fashion you, and when you were done, you were all the good things rolled up in one. Well, the family, the only place to be so round and firm, so fully, fully back, they must have been too good for me. You were meant, yes, you were meant for
you
me.
You should try a lucky, they are better than the rest. Quality of product is essential to success.
Don't delay, for never know a player as lucky strike was meant for you. You were meant for me. How would you say that cello melody? Don't delay, for never know a player as lucky strike was meant for you.
Oh, Bob. Bob, that was wonderful.
Thanks.
But of all the musical instruments, how in the world did you ever pick on that one?
Well, I had no choice. My mother had her mind made up. I had to be a cellist or else.
Or else what?
A ballet dancer.
Well, Bob, I think it's wonderful. I think it'd be nice if everybody devoted a little time to music.
I used to play a musical instrument.
You did, Dennis?
Yeah, but one day my mother got mad at my father and threw it at him and it got smashed against the wall.
Oh, that's too bad. What instrument was it?
The piano.
Well, that's terrible, Dennis. Did anybody get hurt?
Just me. I was still sitting on the stool.
Dennis, why don't you go sit down and...
I'll get it, Mary. Hello? Yes, operator, this is Robert Taylor. New York calling? Say, Mary, it must be Jack. Hello? Hello, Jack, how are you? I know this is long distance, but how much does it cost to say, how are you? What'd you call for? Not enough laughs on the program. See, I can't understand that. I'm really working hard. I've even got my coat off. My pants? I will not. What's that, Jack? Want to talk to Mary? Just a minute. Mary wants to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Hello, Jack. Where are you staying? Terry Netherlands? Oh, that's good. What are you doing? Oh, having dinner in the bridal suite? What are you having? Oh, boiled rice. Look, Jack, I better hang up. I'm beginning to sound like Jessel. What? Oh, all right, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Dennis, Jack wants you to sing your song right now.
Okay, Toots.
Toots?
I call you babe, but she's your sister.
Okay, Dennis, go ahead and sing.
And a place. a-drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, little shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the
That was Dennis Day singing Blue Shadows on the Trail from Walt Disney's picture Melody Time, featuring Dennis Day. And very good, Dennis.
Dennis who?
Dennis Sweatband.
Thank you.
Dennis, why don't you stop being so... Come in.
Yeah, how do you do? And my name is Nelson. I'm a photographer, and I was asked to come over here and take some pictures. They'll appear in the five magazines I work for.
Five magazines? What are they?
A Peek, Pick, Click, Look, and Schnook.
Well, Mr. Nelson, if you're going to take pictures, you better get started.
Yeah, very well. I'll set up my equipment.
Hey, Nelson, is that little black box your camera?
No, it's my darkroom. I've got two midgets working in there.
Midgets?
Yes, they're half Nelson. Aren't you glad you asked? And now for the pictures. I'll take Curly first. Are you ready?
Anytime you are. How do you want me, profile or full?
If I'd have wanted you full, I'd have caught you last night.
Mr. Nelson, you shouldn't talk that way.
Let him alone, let him alone.
Mr. Nelson, Mr. Taylor is the star of the show today, so why don't you take a picture of him?
Very well. Will you sit here in this chair and hold your cello between your knees?
Certainly. Like this?
That doesn't look too good. Lean the cello on your right knee. No, I'm trying to get something that shows you're a great athlete, but I can't seem to get it with a cello.
Well, if you want something sporty, I can slide it under me and ride it side saddle.
No, I'll think of something.
Well, in the meantime, how about taking a picture of me?
I'm sorry, but I don't take landscapes. You look like a good subject.
Me?
Yes. Did you ever have your picture taken?
Only once when I was 3 weeks old.
That was when you were a little baby. Didn't your mother take any of you growing up?
Well, she didn't have to. Each year she had the picture enlarged.
Enlarged?
In my last picture, I'm 9 feet tall with a diaper on.
Mary, does Jack go through this every week with Dennis?
Why do you think he went away for a rest? Mr. Nelson, what about the picture?
Yeah, I'll do it right now. Come here, young man. Now, you stand right over here.
Here?
Yes, now hold it.
What?
Hold it. Very good, very good.
Well, that was silly. You made me hold the camera and I took your picture.
Oh, my goodness, I did it again. I've got 3 million pictures of myself.
Mr. Nelson, let's get the pictures over with so it... Oh, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Miss Livingston. It's Rochester.
Oh, hello, Rochester. How are you?
Oh, I feel all right now, but 2 days ago I didn't feel so good.
Oh, that's too bad.
But Mr. Benny sure was considerate.
He was?
Yeah, while I was dusting the house, Mr. Benny came over and said, Rochester, you don't look so good. And when I told him I didn't feel good, he said, well, you better hurry up and dust the house, wash the dishes, cut the lawn, trim the hedge, sweep the porch, clean the chimney, polish the silver, wash the woodwork, wax the floors, and get right to bed.
Well, Rochester, did you finally get to bed?
How could I? That was 2 days ago. I just finished washing the woodwork.
Well, Rochester, now that Mr. Benny is out of town, I think you ought to take the opportunity to get out of the house and get some fresh air.
Get out of the house?
What are you laughing at?
This chain is so short, I can't even bring the milk in.
Oh, Rochester, you're just making up jokes.
Would I have called you if I had straight lines?
I thought so. Well, what did you call for?
I'd like to talk to Mr. Taylor.
Oh, just a minute. I'll call him. Oh, Bob, Rochester wants to talk to you.
Okay. Hello, Rochester. What is it?
Oh, Mr. Taylor, since you're going to be eating here for the next few days, what time would you like to have your dinner?
Well, would 7 o'clock be all right?
Yeah, that'll be okay.
And, Rochester, I'd like to have steak, potatoes, and peas.
I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. I read the contract Mr. Benny gave you, and steak ain't on it.
Well, then, what do I get to eat?
Potatoes and peas.
Just potatoes and peas?
I've got the contract right here. I'll look up the clause that says peas. Clause 5, 12, 18. Oh, here it is. 27.
Is that the number of the clause?
No, that's the number of peas.
Oh, well, Rochester, what do I get for dessert?
What?
Dessert.
Dessert?
Yeah, that's something extra that's added to top off your dinner.
Well, when did they start that?
A couple of weeks ago. Well, anyway, Rochester, as long as it's only for a few days, just give me what's in the contract.
Okay, and Mr. Taylor, what time do you think you want to go to bed?
I'll sit up and listen to the radio for a while. Probably go to bed about 11.
Good, good. That'll give me plenty of time to lay out your pajamas and ballet slippers.
Thank you, Rochester. I'll see you in a little while. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gee, Mary, the time is almost gone. I'd planned so many things I wanted to do on this program, but that photographer came in and took up all our time.
Well, Bob, I've got a confession to make. I sent for him.
You sent for him? But, Mary, you almost spoiled the program.
Well, who cares? Now I've got pictures of me working with you so I can send them back to the girls of the May Company.
Mary, you used to work at the May Company? What a coincidence.
Did you used to work there, too?
No, but that's where I buy my ballet slippers.
Well, what a small world, Playfield.
Mary and Bob will be back in just a minute, but first, here's Basil Rysdale.
Lucky Strike, first again with Tobacco Man.
American.
First again with Tobacco Man, Lucky Strike. As a recent impartial survey reveals, more independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
Lucky Strike, first again with Tobacco Man.
Remember, these are the experts, the men who really know tobacco. And more independent tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined.
You've heard the survey results.
Now, listen to what Mr. George Alfred Webster, veteran tobacco warehouseman, recently said.
At market after market, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine, light, mild tobacco. Tobacco that makes a grand smoke. I've smoked Lucky's 29 years.
So light up a Lucky. Light up a really fine cigarette, and puff by puff, you'll see.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment every time, smoke the smoke tobacco expert smoke. Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Lucky Strike. First again with Tobacco Men.
Say, Mary, I was just looking at this magazine, Radio Best, and Jack was picked as the number one comedian.
Well, how do you like that?
What are you laughing at, Mary?
Jack's off the air 1 week, and already he's America's favorite comedian. Good night, doll.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.